This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee. Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen. Praise God Almighty. Glory. Hallelujah. Here it is once more and again. Yours truly, Pastor Robert C. Lee of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, coming to you live from KAYT FM radio station 88.1. Amen. 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 Truly, today is a good day because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. God is. Amen. The scriptures say he's a rock in the weary land. The people of old would say he's the lily of the valley. I would say that God is my all in all. Like the people of old would say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, amen, oh, where would I be? And I thank him today for all that he has done in my life, because he has brought me from a mighty long ways. He took a wretched soul like mine, for the scriptures say he reached down into the muck of the miry clay. So I just choose to give him praise today because he did it and he didn't have to do it. Amen, amen, and amen. On tomorrow at 3 p.m. at New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located on 1623 McHenry, M-C-E-N-E-R-Y Avenue, here in Alexandria, Louisiana, is a special day because I will be celebrating my second year of pastoral anniversary. Amen. And I invite you all to come out and fellowship with us and make this a momentous occasion. Amen. None other than Reverend Chadwick Godfrey, who is the pastor of Magnolia Baptist Church, will be the guest speaker, and Magnolia Baptist Church will be the guest church, amen? And he will be delivering us some dynamic words which we can live by that will encourage us and motivate us and inspire us to live a lifestyle that is pleasing in the eyesight of God. Praise God Almighty. In the following month, which will be March the 20th, the third Sunday in March, at New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church will be our church anniversary. Amen. We will be celebrating 93 years of existence. Praise God Almighty. And none other than the Pastor Dexter Compton. Amen. First Union Baptist Church here in Alexandria, located on Hope Street, and Amazon Baptist Church in Bunkin, Louisiana, will be the guest speaker. Amen. And truly, I encourage you, don't miss this event. Amen. As we lift up the mighty name of Jesus and give him praise for all that he has done, he has blessed the house of the Lord to withstand the test of time. And also on the 21st through the 25th at First St. Mark Baptist Church, located on Reed Street in the All Mill Quarter, pastor by Pastor Whitaker, will be hosting revival all week long. Amen. Because, and I invite you all to come out in fellowship, because we all need to be revived, rejuvenated, or refreshed. Amen. And I just want to let you know this will be a dynamic time to come out and lift up the Lord. Amen. You know, too many times we find ourselves not doing or not going because we allow our schedules, what's going on in our everyday life. But God say we shall always put him first. So I encourage you to make preparations in your schedule to fellowship at these special events, amen, and help us to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. For you all heard that song that says, when all of God's children come together, amen. Oh, what a time, what a time, what a time, amen. You see, I can praise God all by myself, amen. I can magnify him all by myself. But I just want to let you know it's nothing like when I'm praising God with other like-minded people such as myself, lifting him up and giving glory unto him, because truly, 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 he is worthy. Amen. So let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pull down every demonic stronghold, such as doubt, confusion, stealing, lying, backbiting, cheating, gambling, and every other stronghold that may consume our mind and our lives. For in your word, it tells us that we battle not against flesh and blood, but we battle against the principalities of darkness. So we come today in the mighty name of Jesus and cast them aside in the sea of forgetfulness. In the name of Jesus, we pull down every vain thought of our imagination that comes against your will. We pray for freedom and deliverance of every bondage that this world can encamp around us. We thank you, O Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, O Lord, that every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. We thank you, O Lord, that this is the heritage of your servants. O Lord, that we shall be set free and delivered, and our righteousness is in you, says the Lord, according to your word in Isaiah 54:17. O Lord, we come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to you humbly, submitting ourselves unto thee. You said, where two or more touch and agree, it will be done. Lord, you said, all we got to do is ask, and we shall receive. Lord, you said that if we seek, we shall find. So, Father God, we come to you right now, holding up our shield of faith as we resist the fiery darts of the devil. We thank you, O Lord, in advance for what you're about to do in our lives. We thank you, O Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, O Lord, for your many blessings and the breakthroughs. We thank you, O Lord, for your hedge of protection. We thank you, O Lord, for being the God that you are. We thank you, O Lord, from the depths of our heart, just asking you, O Lord, to continue to look beyond our faults and bless our every need. O Father God, we come, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. And we ask all these blessings and more in your darling Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Truly, God is a prayer answering God. Amen. I say, truly, God is a prayer answering God. And I just want to encourage you all today to continue to stay in prayer. Amen. The Bible encourages us to pray without ceasing. continue to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And just go to the Lord and just talk to him. Just, you know, they had this old song that say, just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. And I just want to let you know, just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Because he is our strong tower of refuge. We can run to him. We can go to him. We can call upon him. Amen. He'll be a friend to the friendless, a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless. He'll be everything that we need. All we got to do is just turn to him. And as we turn to him, let us turn our life and our will over into his care. Amen. Because I realize today that I am in control of nothing. I just pray that God blesses my endeavors. Amen. As I step out on faith and trust and believe that this is the direction that God wants me to go through. And I just thank him because, as I said, on tomorrow, I'll be celebrating my second year of pastoral anniversary. You see, as I look back over my life, I can look back a few 24 hours and I can realize, I remember when there was a time when people would see me coming and didn't want to just talk about me. They see me coming one way and they go the other way. But I can say, thank God, it's not like that now. There are people that are actually intrigued and want to hear what I have to say. And that's only because of the Lord. You see, God can turn anything around. I remember there was a time when I was in the back of an apartment complex where it was dark and I had a gun to my head. And when the trigger got pulled, the gun didn't go off, and I was able to escape with my life. It was only because God had a plan for me. I remember there were times when I used to walk around with holes in the bottom of my shoe. Now I can go to my shoe rack and decide what pair of shoes that I want to wear today. You see, God can turn any given situation around. All you got to do is just go to him and take it to him and lay it at the altar and just say, Lord, here am I. I come to you just as I am. And I'm a firm believer today that if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. For I know you heard it all, heard it said that God is the same God that he was yesterday. He'll be the same God today. And he'll be the same God forevermore. So I just encourage you to keep on pressing your way through the storm. And as you press your way through the storm, you're pressing your way for a better home. You see, because we are here on this earth only temporarily. For the Bible tells that there's a time to live and there is a time to die. And then also it tells us that when we do pass from this earth, our body will return back to the dust of the earth from which it came. But then there is another place, amen, that our spirit can dwell. And it tells, my Bible tells me that there are two places. The first place it talks about is hell, which is, tells me that it is a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And anyone who goes there, their soul will be tormented all throughout eternity. But then I remember I read that John said that he saw a city ascending down from the heavens above. And he called that city the New Jerusalem. And it tells me that the city, the walls of that city were made with jasper. And it tells me that there are 12 gates around that city. And the streets are paved with gold.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 31.